just leaving Kenny Stephen bitterly disappointed.
Yes, we are. I think, you know, we had quite a few chances on the night. We should have scored really tonight, but the other side of it is that so had Bray. You know, chances at both ends, pretty end-to-end stuff. And, you know, to concede from corner kick was the most disappointing thing, really. And, you know, we didn't take the chances that came our way. So we're very disappointed to lose tonight. There's no getting away from that, but we can't complain. Like, Bray put it up to us, and that's the way it is.
You made four changes from the Athlone game. What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, we nearly make changes in most games. When you've got 9 games in 28 days, you know, you keep having to fresh. It's hard to get continuity, you know. I think, all the players have contributed in all of the games that I've played. We haven't brought any players out in from the left field or anything. They've all been regular players for us, and they've all done well.
Stephen O'Donnell, obviously the news was bad for you last week, and you were saying in the statement you were bitterly disappointed with the news that he's out for the rest of the season. How big a blow do you think he is to your championship hopes?
Well, you know, we can't dwell on it. Like, you know, we're disappointed for Stephen first and foremost because he's a brilliant captain of the club, and, you know, I think obviously it has hit us, but listen, we have to adapt, and that's part of football, that you have to deal with problems that come your way, and we'll have to adapt, and that's simple as that.
1-0 down tonight, it was always going to be hard to come back against them. You had a late chance possibly, but the way they were very well organised at the back.
Yeah, they defended well. To be fair, Dave McMillan probably, you know, nearly had a hat-trick in the first half, you know. There's one off the line, keeper saving on his legs, and it was just so, but they did defend well. They played well tonight, Bray, and we were capable of better than we showed. You know, we were capable of better than we showed. And, you know, I think we need to do better than we did tonight.
Cork City next Friday night, it's a huge game for you. I know every game is huge, but you're well capable of getting 3 points.
Yeah, we are. You're right, there's 23 games left. So every game, every week, someone's going to say, this is a huge one over the next 23 games. And... but it's important that we respond to from a defeat and with a victory, and that's what we want.
Do you think that the amount of games you've been asked to play, as you said, 9 games in 23 days, that seems to me to be for a part-time football ridiculous?
Yeah, you know, some of the players, you're right, are accommodating jobs around that. Did we try and go in the Setanta Cup? Do we not take that seriously and concentrate in the league? These are the dilemmas that we face as a club. You know, I think, but we're in the final, and does it cost us league points? Maybe it does. You know, but we're in the final, and the club. You know, it's 20 years since the club had been in the top four, you know what I mean, last year. You know, so since Darren McKeely's team in 95. So certainly we have to go and try and win what we can. And if it's an All-Ireland trophy there to be won, 2 weeks' time, we have a chance of winning it.
And, it'd be a big lift for the club.
And that's the way we have to do it. Listen, you can't predict everything. We thought we could win tonight. We were confident we could win. We got turned over. And that has to hurt, and we have to learn from it and bounce back next week.
Can I just ask you finally, the criticism there's been on some of the national radio station of the pitch at Oriel Park. I mean, there was during the week. What's your reaction to people nationally criticising Oriel Park?
I think there's just a lack of knowledge, really. You know, I think lack of education. Maybe as a club, we could promote ourselves a bit better, because, you know, by all accounts, the club has spent nearly 20,000 on the maintenance of it, you know, with outside contractors, and the pitch is much improved than it was 2 or 3 years ago. And, you know, we maintain it regularly ourselves, as well as the outside contractors. So it's passed all the UEFA inspections, and we seem to be able to play good football on it, you know. I think, you know, we play from the back, and it's a passing game. So
it's not a matter for people like Roddy Collins just to mind their own business.
Well, I think
he's enough to deal with up in Derry.
Well, you know, I think from our point of view, listen, everyone wants to have a go at us at the moment, but that's because no one was bothered about us about Dundalk when they were in the bottom three or four. No one was really talking about Dundalk, but because we were top of the league, you know, all of a sudden we were there to be shot down. Now, we haven't done ourselves any favours tonight because we got beaten. So we have to bounce back from that. That's the reality of life, and we have to do that.
Stephen, can I just ask?